This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio. We're to look out for the week of July 5 through July 11 here in Franklin, Mass, 2026. 250 years are now behind the United States. Two more to go for Franklin to celebrate its own birthday, and there's another light meeting week ahead. The weather was hot and humid, but the crowds enjoyed the 4th of July celebration on the town common. State Rep Jeff Roy delivered the town's copy of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence at the opening of the festivities on July 1. The light meeting week includes a continuation of a small cell tower proposal for Pond Street, Communications Subcommittee for the Franklin 250th Group, a cultural district meeting, as well as a ZBA meeting. The agenda for the meetings posted so far are linked below. The couple of agendas that are missing are likely to be posted in advance of the session to keep with open meeting requirements. You can subscribe to get notified for all the meetings, agendas, and minutes for each of the boards and subcommittees across the town operations. For all the meeting and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The radio and TV schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, looking back at the week that was for June 28th through July 4. The light meeting week that was resulted in only one Franklin TV broadcast, that of the Conservation Commission. They met on Thursday. The YouTube video is available through the Franklin YouTube channel. On the All Access programming front, another episode of Aging Boldfully, Sisters United Against Cancer, is available. And the Veterans Call interview with David Henke is available, also on the All Access front with the Senior Center. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.